Burning questions.
Insightful answers.
Listener's Choice.
With Clemens Maniatella.
On our Listener's Choice feature this morning, we are talking about a deceased estate. One of our listeners has asked that we bring in an expert who can take some questions on how people can claim a deceased estate. So if you've got questions, if you want to clarify some things around this, you can give us a call right now or send us a WhatsApp voice note. The number to dial is 011-883-0702. If you prefer to send us a WhatsApp voice note, that number is 072-702-1702. Wisani Shingange is an attorney who's going to guide us through this conversation. Thank you so much for making time for us, Wisani. Good morning. Hi, Wisani. Can you hear us? Okay, we are struggling to hear Wisani. We're going to try and re-establish that line with him. He's joining us via Zoom. So we'll try sort out that line or give him a call so we can talk to him over the line if Zoom is not going to work. In the meantime, let's take a quick ad break. Please, you can already send your questions. If that's something you've been frustrated with, right, claiming a deceased estate, give us a call. Tell us what your frustrations have been. And Wisani, as an attorney, can guide you on what kind of processes to follow, what your legal...
Burning questions.
Insightful answers.
Listener's Choice.
With Clemens Maniatella.
All right, 15 minutes after 11 o'clock, we've got Wisani Shingange on the line now. He's an attorney at PM Attorneys. Wisani, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Clement, and good morning to your listeners.
Okay, so I'm going to go straight to some questions. We'll take some calls from listeners who have questions around claiming a deceased estate. Some I see messages as well on our WhatsApp line, so I'll read those to you and play you some of those voice notes, and hopefully you can assist some of them. Let's start with just the basics here. When we talk about a deceased estate, what are we talking about, and how does one go about lodging a claim for a deceased estate?
Okay, deceased estate refers to the assets and liabilities of a deceased person. So to lodge a deceased estate, you would have to approach the office of the Master of the High Court with said supporting documents. That will be the deceased death certificate, original or certified copy, and all other supporting documents. Then will assist you to complete a notice of death and all other prescribed forms. However, if you were to lodge a deceased estate and the value of the deceased assets are above the value of 250,000 rand, they would require you to solicit the assistance of an attorney before they could assist you any further.
Oh, okay. And if the person has not left a will and there's no understanding on who the executor is, what's the process there?
The nearest blood relation of the deceased person can approach an attorney or the master's office for assistance with lodging the deceased estate and obtaining letters of executorship.
Oh, okay, cool. So above 200,000 rand, then you would need to get the services of an attorney. And then yes. Who's authorized to administer a deceased estate? Is that the assistance you get once you go to the master's office?
Okay. Any person who qualifies can be appointed as an executor. For example, if someone was to die intestate, if a man was married and he died intestate, the first person to be considered for appointment as an executor would be his wife, as she qualifies. And no, if he was not married, it would be one person will have to nominate one of them to be appointed as the executor. An attorney can also be appointed as an executor if the many members of the deceased person, that and be appointed as an.
Oh, okay. Wisan, I'm going to ask you to please move around a little bit if you can. I'm not entirely happy with the line. There are interruptions there. I think it may be load shedding and maybe network. So if possible, please can you move around for us? So what happens when the dependents are minors at the time of the death?
If they are minors, they, obviously the nearest blood relation will have to report the deceased estate. And then whatever benefit is due to the minor children will have to be put in the guardian's fund at the master's office. And then they will get such benefit when they reach the age of 18. However, whoever is their guardian can lodge a claim at the master's office that they get whatever benefits monthly to support them until they reach the age of 18.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to some calls on WhatsApps now. What are your questions around claiming a deceased estate? 011-883-0702. That's our conversation this morning on our Listener's Choice feature. That's what one of our listeners has asked us to bring in an expert to discuss. So the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. Wisani, there's a question about someone who is a life partner. What happens if the life partner and the deceased were not particularly married, but they've been together for quite a bit, for years?
What happened in terms of benefits or reporting the deceased estate?
So in terms of the benefits, so I've been with someone for over 10 years, we've lived together maybe for even 5 years, but we were not married. So can I lay claim? Can I be, or is that same principle going to apply, that they're still going to go to the closest blood relative?
Generally, you are not entitled to inherit until you can prove otherwise. That means you would have to lodge a claim. You would have to prove, maybe, for example, that there was some kind of maintenance that the deceased person was offering to you at the time that they were alive. And then you will have to lodge a claim, and the claim will be assessed. If the claim is successful, then you can get some sort of maintenance from the deceased estate for a certain period of time, maybe. But generally, if a person is to die intestate and then you are not married to them, then what their deceased estate goes to their nearest blood relatives. If their parents are still alive, it will go to their parents, or if children, then the children will be considered first.
Okay. There's a question here again from MM, who says, "Hi, Clem and Wisani. My neighbor had no relatives. I'm black and he was white. He had no brother. He had no sister. He also didn't have parents. They originate from the UK. I was taking care of him and I've even buried him. He left everything with me but did not leave a will. It's been 7 years now. And the municipality bill is now at almost 200,000 rand. Can I claim or not?"
Okay. That person, an interested party, firstly, an interested party can also report a deceased estate at the master's office, right?
Mm.
Depending on the evidence that they submit, the master's office would exercise discretion of whether they do give them letters of executorship or letters of authority. If the person is asking if they can claim, I don't understand why they need to claim. They are not a beneficiary of that person's deceased estate. So, if, for example, if they were to report that deceased estate, if the master's office decides that they are not granting them with letters of executorship, maybe someone can be appointed, and whatever benefits that the deceased person left behind will be put in the guardian's fund, and then they'll be given like a period of 30 years for someone to come and claim such benefits. And if no one comes forth in that period of 30 years, then the benefits will be forfeited to the state.
Mm.
But as a neighbor, you do not have a claim against that person's deceased estate. If maybe you did spend towards the expenses of their funerals or whatever that you have spent out of your own pocket and you want to recover that, then you can lodge a claim against their deceased estate. But the estate will have to be reported first.
Oh, okay. Let's go to Simpiwe, who is calling us from Johannesburg. Simpiwe, good morning.
Morning, Clement. How are you?
Good, good, man. Go ahead.
I'm good. Hi. I wanted to find out. My question is two parts, right? Firstly, does a deceased pension fund form part of their estate? That's the one part. Mm-hmm. And the second part is, if a beneficiary, if a beneficiary's lawyer is awarded the letter of executorship, and then in the process of the estate being wound up, the beneficiary unfortunately passes away. What then happens with the estate going forward? Because now we sort of have a similar situation at home where it's sort of hanging in the air. The deceased unfortunately didn't have kids, was not married, but the letter of executorship was released in the name of their attorney at the time when they were still alive.
Oh, so the beneficiary got a lawyer who was then awarded executorship as the lawyer, but now the beneficiary is no longer with us. So what must happen now?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you so much for those two questions, Simpiwe. Wisani, Simpiwe's two questions there. One is, does the pension fund form part of the form part of the estate?
Okay. The question would be whether it has a nominated beneficiary or not. If if it has a nominated beneficiary, it does not form part of the deceased estate.
Mm.
If it does not, then it's an asset of the deceased. Then it will form part of the deceased estate.
Estate. Okay. The second question that he had was, what happens when a beneficiary's lawyer was awarded the executorship, but then the beneficiary dies? What happens in that instance? So there's a beneficiary of the estate. They get the services of a lawyer. That lawyer is awarded executorship, but the beneficiary dies. What happens there?
Okay, then if the beneficiary dies, it goes to the next person who stands to benefit as per their blood relation. That means that if a mother was to die before they get any benefit which is due to them, it will have to go to their children.
Mm.
In equal.
Okay. Here's a WhatsApp voice note that has also come through.
Good morning, Clement. Can you ask that the attorney there, in case where couples have divorced and they have an estate like a house that was supposed to be sold, but the other partner moved out of the house and the house was still intact and they didn't sell that house, what happens when he or she dies? Who's entitled to claim the part of the estate, the 50% of the other deceased person? Thank you.
Oh, okay. Wisani?
The executor of that person's deceased estate will take over to ensure that whatever benefit was due to the deceased person gets awarded to them accordingly. That means that if now they are deceased and they were supposed to get a half share of that immovable property as per the decree of divorce, the executor will ensure that half share of the property is transferred to the deceased beneficiary's name, for example.
Mm. Yeah. There's also a question about a house. Who can lay claim to a family home? Is it distributed equally among the dependents?
If there's no will directing otherwise, then yes. If there's a family of five children, the parents are deceased and there's a house, if there's no will, then yes, the house must go to all five children.
Okay, all of the five children. Okay.
Yes.
There's another question here. Good morning. My question is it necessary to have a will when I have only one child? I'm not married, but I have two properties, two cars, two cars. And I just would like to get some clarity on this. Is it necessary for a will?
A will is necessary because through a will, you get to ensure that your wishes are satisfied. For example, maybe you do not wish of a certain asset to be disposed of. But if you do not leave a will, it will be administered interstate, meaning that the executor will do as they wish. But if you leave a will, it will your wishes will come true as per your will.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wisani, thank you so much for making time for us. Wisani Shingange is an attorney at PM Attorneys, talking to us about how you can go about claiming a deceased estate.